Magna governors in six states, Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Indiana, and Arkansas, have signed orders in the last few days to allow National Guard troops to carry loaded guns on base and at military recruiting centers.
And those orders come in response to last week's shootings at a military recruiting center and a Naval and Marine Reserve Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that killed five people. Ben Watson is the news editor for Defense One, and he joins us now from Washington. Ben, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So first of all, can you remind us, why is it that most people aren't allowed to carry loaded weapons on U.S. military bases?
Well, what we're working with is a relic of post-Civil War America, actually, with the Posse Comitatus Act. And it was designed largely to prevent federal troops from enforcing Reconstruction across the South. And of course, it plays into the debate now because it comes down to the huge issue of optics. You've got troops that would be presumably carrying a lot of weapons around, and there are a lot of risks associated with that, as was painfully apparent the day after the attacks Thursday in Georgia. There was an episode on Friday where a military recruiter had accidentally discharged his .45 caliber pistol and shot himself in the leg. So, I mean, there are clearly some safety, some training, and a number of implications, as well as optics, of course.
Right. So you mentioned the Posse Comitatus Act. Now, that dates back specifically to 1878, if I've got my facts here correctly.
Correct.
So we're talking about a more than century-old federal regulation. But that makes me wonder, I mean, these governors that we mentioned in Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Indiana and Arkansas have signed orders regarding the National Guard in their states. But do they have that authorization, or does the federal Posse Comitatus Act trump any moves by state governors?
For their own troops, that they do have that power. Now, the moment their troops begin to participate in a federal operation, anything directed by the Pentagon, the bigger army or bigger services, whatever, that's where they would lose that ability to – that authorization. But as they are in charge of their own troops doing whatever they need to do to protect their citizens, they absolutely have that right. Now, so far, the executive orders have not extended to reserve soldiers yet. But the Guard troops, I spoke to a member of the National Guard in Oklahoma earlier this morning, and he said that they believe it was a good call and it gives them the means to protect themselves. And they're happy about that. But, of course, what it leaves open is strip mall security and such sort of locations with really weak security that still is in a vulnerable state.
So it's interesting because this isn't cut and dry even amongst members of the military, right? Because Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno said on Friday that security and recruitment at training centers should be and will be reviewed. But he also said this. He said, quote, "We have to be careful about over-arming ourselves." So, I mean, what are the main arguments against arming more soldiers on base?
I think number one is going to be safety, because I mean there was a military officer who told me there is a lot of troops that you wouldn't even trust with a Nerf gun. The fact of the matter is the ones who are armed on military bases are going to be your gate guards, your security, and your military police. Now beyond that, you're going to have some trainers out in the ranges and very remote and secure and highly regulated environments. But it all comes down to mostly safety. You've got to be able to trust. Your training, the training has to be thorough. You have to know when to, you know, keep the weapon on safe, what it means, all the implications. Don't ever point your weapon at anything. There's just all these reasons for people to get harmed and an abundance of reasons to make sure that we can do what we can to make sure more people do not get harmed than have to. You know?
Right. And Ben, in the last minute that we have here, I mean, this debate seems to resurface after sadly, every attack that happens on U.S. military bases, Fort Hood, the Washington Navy Yard. Could the Chattanooga attacks be a turning point?
I think it's clearly a turning point for having a discussion about these vulnerable places, these places where we see the image and we saw the bullet holes that did what they did to the windows, the pockmarks on the facility. But I think what it points to more than anything is it's a possibility of a bulletproof glass contracts possibly coming soon, you know, these force protection measures, concrete anti-car pylons where you can prevent someone from ramming through a security gate. Those are the things that are, in the short term, the easiest sort of fixes for this without throwing weapons all over the place.
Right. Ben Watson is news editor for Defense One. Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks, Magna.